New music.
The Music Bits.
New music podcast.
Is it that time of the week again? Crikey, it is. It's time for another Music Bit podcast. Hello, welcome along. I'm feeling incredibly pretentious. I've brought myself some peppermint tea bags, which are very nice, don't get me wrong, they are lovely, except they were £2 for 15 bags. I know, really expensive. So what I've done, I've been a bit crafty, and I made myself a cup before, and I took the tea bag out and I saved it. So I've got two cups of tea for the price of one, although they are very, very expensive tea bags. That's just some great tea chat that you will get on this week's podcast. It's Jack Mars here on The Music Bit. On this week's episode, we're going to talk about some weird instruments. I remember a few episodes ago, we were talking to the man behind Raving Wild, and in his guitar case, he put a load of stones and shook them about a bit to try and create the sound effect of footsteps in the desert. Well, over the weekend, I saw something much, much weirder, something which you'd only expect to find in a DIY store. So we'll talk about that a little later on. Plus, we'll learn about the beautiful voice of a 21-year-old from Brighton. She is our featured artist for this month, so we'll have a quick chat with her a little bit later on in the show. If that doesn't entice you, then I don't know what will. If it does, stick your headphones in, settle down for the next 40 minutes or so and embrace some lovely new music. Let's go!
Time for more new music.
The Music Bit.
Music Podcast.
The Music Bit with Jack Miles.
I've known the pain that calls your chest its home. When regret haunts you, just know you're not alone. Oh, you're not alone. I've known the pain that calls your chest its home. Regret haunts you, just know you're not alone. Oh, you're not. Too far gone, and the burden's on you.
is just what I needed to kick the show off and get things started. It sounds so big and anthemic. That is a man called Whisperer with a track called Confide. In terms of what I can tell you about him, it's really, really brief and limited, I'm afraid. He's an Australian performer. That is his debut track. Keeps most of his information to himself on his SoundCloud and Facebook pages, but that is called Confide, and I just love that big guitar riff that goes through that. Thank you very much for downloading the Music Bit podcast. It's Jack Miles here. This is the first episode of September, which is good and also rubbish because it means that summer is officially over, the weather's going to turn pants, and it's going to start getting very, very dark fairly soon. But because it's the first episode of the month, it means that we meet a brand new featured artist, and I'm very, very excited to bring you this one. Let's find out who it is.
New music. The Music Bit.
I was a bit worried when I first made the call to this month's featured artist. This reaction didn't really fill me with confidence. Hiya, it's Jack from The Music Bit. You okay? Though I think she was just taking a sip of water. This month's musician is a 21-year-old based in Brighton. Her name? It's amazing. She's called Storm.
It's unusual. My parents are both artists. And I mean, I often get asked if Storm's actually my name, and people obviously sort of make jokes about it. Like when I walk out the room, they go, "Don't storm out." And if I'm cooking, a lot of people are going, "She's cooking up a storm." But other than that, mostly people are just kind of going, "Oh my God, are you named after the X-Men character?" Which I'm not. but yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to be so generic and ask you the question that everyone else asks you then.
It's okay.
I mean, come on, ask original questions, Jack.
This is a new song called These Feelings.
In terms of music, I can play you Written by Storm. Unlimited for the time being because she's only just finished her debut EP. There's more on that later. Yet she does have a lot of originals on YouTube.
You said I had too many feelings. You said we needed to slow down.
This is called These Feelings, and it's a track which I first discovered Storm with. For me, her voice is just beautiful, although her interest in music goes back well before this.
Well, I grew up in a family who sing, not kind of professionally, but I grew up singing folk music and also songs from sort of the East End of London that came down through my grandfather. So I was definitely brought up in a kind of singing environment.
A bit later on, this confession came.
I mean, I wrote a few songs actually as a child, which are extremely amusing. and mostly about nature and weirdly Jesus. And I say weirdly because I've never really been kind of traditionally religious and my family definitely aren't. And I have no recollection of this except for I found a book filled with songs where I'm singing about Jesus and angels.
Oh, so, wow. You know. Now, I know what you're thinking, but the answer is...
sadly not.
There's no recordings. Later on in the show, we'll hear about the recording process of her EP. Really, really looking forward to that being released. Before, though, let's talk video. A sin on podcasts, I know, but it's how she's been making a name for herself. YouTube.
It's worked fine for me. I mean, I think, obviously, eventually it would be great if someone would like to pay me to make music. but... as a kind of way of starting out and getting my music across the world, it's worked quite well. I like the fact that I can write a song and then within 2 hours have people commenting on it and giving me feedback or all that kind of stuff. That's quite nice. I quite enjoy the immediacy of it. And yeah, I mean, it's nice because you have to connect with other musicians. And I also enjoy going onto the kind of Google Analytics bit and seeing where people are watching my videos from, which is always really fun because I have, weirdly, like most of my fans are in America, then right. The UK, and then Mexico.
So already Storm is gathering fans far and wide, all the way to Mexico. Later on, as I said, we'll find out about that EP and get some tracks from it as well. One thing I would say that if you broke into Storm's house and got into her personal archive, it would be a treasure trove of discovery. There's so much that you could find out about her.
As a kid, me and my childhood best friend used to run around a lot with cameras. Like, we remade all of the Harry Potter trailers.
Right.
and kind of made almost sort of vlogged about our lives, but not in an actually putting it on the internet way, just in a kind of making them as memories way. So I was kind of quite comfortable around having my own camera and just kind of sitting in front of it and playing instruments or chatting or whatever. So in a way, it was kind of, I think that, yeah, made it easier.
So there we go. Our featured artist for September, that is Storm Greenwood. She's due to release her debut EP come the end of the month. But as a premiere, as an exclusive on the Music Bit podcast, I can bring you a couple of tracks by her straight away right now. A bit later on in the show, you can hear the story of how she funded her EP. There's a bit of a tale to tell with that one. First of all, though, let's get some music. This is a track called Winter Winds. It's by Storm.
Winter winds, fast and unthinking, full of pain. Howl in the night and wait for someone to hear you cry out. Don't try to comfort me, no, don't lie and say it's all right, 'cause I know the truths of my heart, and they are that it's time for flight. I never had the chance to get to know you. You were gone before I had time, but I feel you in my heart, I feel your presence. But it's too late to return your life, so I'll block it out, create a barrier against the world. I want to move on, but you haunt me at every turn. Don't keep me awake at night, no, don't remind me you could have had a life, 'cause I know it wasn't the right time for you to be here with me. I never had the chance to get to know you. You were gone before I had time, but I feel you in my heart, I feel your presence. But it's too late to return your life, and there's too much pain. There's just too much pain. There's just too much pain. Winter winds, fast and I'm thinking, full of pain. Howl in the night and wait for someone to hear you cry out.
Time for more new music.
The Music Bit
with Jack Miles.
Morning comes.
Dramatic kind of sound to this track. It's that kind of haunting knocking that's in there, you know, this bit. Just gives it that kind of dramatic edge to it. This is a band called Saikoya with a track called Closer. Only been around this year, really, but already released a debut EP. And it's got this lovely silky smooth records in it, a lot like that one. But do check it out. I'd say the perfect setting for it is really with a glass of wine, a bath. You can just sit there and mull over life as you listen to the Saikoya EP. Before that, a track from our featured artist called Storm Greenwood. We'll find out a little bit more about her later on in the show, including how she went about funding her EP. I mean, she's an emerging artist, she's got a growing fan base, but how did she manage to cobble together the money to actually record her EP in a high quality studio? More on that to come in a bit. First, let's do this.
Hello.
This is the greatest moment of my life.
Every single week, we choose a record that we just want to promote and push out there and think is just flaming ace. Been a real toss up this week between the song which I'm about to play you and the one that I'm about to play you afterwards. I fully appreciate that most of the records that we've played on this week's show have been very, very tender and very, very soft. It's probably coming up to the time of the year where you just need to treat yourself to a nice warm bath or something cosy. Anyway, our record of the week this week is no exception to the mould of this week's show. It's a man that we've played on the podcast before in the very, very early on episodes. He's called Almon Brown. And his records have just got this beautiful emotion to them. Honestly, they are so, so tender. He's now teamed up with a lady called Robin Sherwell. Let's find out some more about it.
Hello, Jack, and everyone out there listening to The Music Bit. My name is Almon Brown. Thank you very much for choosing my new single, Rivers, as your record of the week. That's awesome. I wrote the song with the lovely Robin Sherwell, who you will also hear singing on the track. She has a beautiful voice, as I'm sure you'll all agree once you've listened. I've been wanting to do a song with Robin for a long, long time, and this felt like the perfect project to collaborate on, so I was really pleased with how it all went. I'll do my best to describe what the song is about without sounding too much like a self-indulgent, navel-gazing singer-songwriter. For me, it's about being outside in nature and just being under a big sky and being surrounded by trees and by the cold and that feeling you get, that feeling sort of stillness, and how humbling it is to be suddenly just one person in a great landscape. Hopefully you'll get an idea what I'm rambling about when you listen to the song. Thank you again very much for choosing it and having it on the show. It's an honour, and I hope you enjoy it.
Without further ado then, our record of the week this week comes from Almon Brown. It features Robin Sherwell. This is called Rivers.
Hope for snow and a quiet dawn, frost on the windowpane. Branches cut into clear blue sky, and the wind carries your name. Run, river, run to the sea. stars rise with the smoke and shadows dance on the floor. Run, river, run to the sea. Water always wants to be free. Run, river, run over me. Water, take away my memory. Water, take away my memory.
Just pure, pure beauty in song form. That is Orman Brown and Rivers featuring Robin Sherwell, our record of the week this week. And it's a pure emotion that is in his voice and behind that record that just gets me every single time that I listen to it. If you haven't heard of that chap before, then please do check him out. He's already got an EP out there. He's an amazing emerging artist, which you really do need to find out more about. Saw something very, very bizarre over the weekend. I was at a local festival called the Stroud Fringe Festival, which is fantastic. It's completely free. They hold it all around this little town near me called Stroud, which is incredibly quirky. I mean, just talk about some of the sights. There is a man there who's become a bit of a local celebrity because his dreadlocks are so long that they reach all the way down to the ground. He has to double them back on himself. And he walks around with no shoes on every time you see him in town. That's the kind of place it is. It's very, very quirky and cool. Anyway, they host this festival every single year. And they have loads of different bands, loads of different performers that come down and see it. One of which I saw played a very, very bizarre instrument. They're called Cocos Lovers, who produce wonderful kind of foot-stomping folk music. They played an instrument which you would usually find in a DIY store. It was a saw, a musical saw. It produces this amazing sound. It's kind of woo-woo sound. But do you know what? What an interesting instrument to play. I would love to see what it would be like if somebody went into an interview in a DIY store with that in mind. Now, well, come in, son. So, why do you want this job? I really like the sound of it. I think you conduct a great team and everyone just works in harmony. Have you got what it takes? Ooh, yes. Well, once I get into my rhythm, I'll be hammering it out.
All right, very good. So, what experience have you got then?
Lots. I'm very big on the DIY scene. I'm fully aware that that is the worst joke that I have ever, ever written. I'm sorry, we'll put the bad joke alarm in there. Sorry, I'm just going to shut up. This is a band which I'm a massive fan of. They're called Actor. This is Baby Cries.
Rumors
Real toss-up to make this our record of the week for the week. We went with Ormond Brown instead, but this is a band we really need to watch out for. The only release I think that's around at the moment, they're called Actor. They're based in Leeds. Interesting fact, they actually operate out of an old bomb factory, which I was like, what? When I read that. Interesting little story. That's called Baby Cries. Well worth keeping an eye on them, though. It's that little guitar lick that's in there. Just makes that sound absolutely awesome. Doing really, really well on SoundCloud as well. Just some comments saying, your voice really thrills me. It's great. It's moody. I love it. You've got an absolutely heartbreaking voice. Fantastic stuff from Actor. Watch out for them. The first episode of The Music Bit for September, and we are talking to our featured artist for this month, who's called Storm Greenwood. She is a fantastic singer-songwriter operating out of Brighton, just about to release her debut EP that's due out at the end of September. But the way that she went about funding it and getting together the money that she needed to be able to create it, she's got a growing fan base, but not quite the funds that she could have to record it. It's quite interesting. So I had a quick chat with her to find out what she got up to.
I'd wanted to make an EP for a while. I really wanted the experience of going into a proper studio and recording it with really good quality equipment rather than sitting at home with my iPad. And I've been kind of, I've been thinking about sort of saving up the money for a while or, you know, trying to work out some kind of barter or something. And then I kind of just saw the whole Kickstarter thing taking off across the world. And I funded a couple of things I put money towards, and I thought, oh, actually, this might be quite a good idea. A friend of mine who's a musician, Beth Morris, put out an EP which she funded through Kickstarter, and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to give it a go. So I kind of decided one morning and then spent the day sort of making the campaign video, researching how much money I might need for various things, and then had it up by kind of the next day, I think. So it was, all quite speedy, and thank God it did actually fund. Yeah, it was great.
How did you go about then making sure that you would get the funding for it? Because it must be quite a scary thing just to put it out there and hope for the best. So what, do you use any tactics or anything?
I mean, I tried to make a good video. I researched different videos and things to include in your videos and stuff, and I did a kind of little, almost like a little Q&A in my video, and I also recorded it outside because the EP is called The Wilderness, and I was like, oh my god, and pretty much the wilderness, right?
Oh, fantastic.
Mostly did quite a lot of just hoping.
how was it then to totally rely upon fans and the internet to be able to fund you? Because was it worrying? What was that like?
It was a little bit nerve-wracking because with Kickstarter you have the fact that if it doesn't fully fund, even by a pound, then you don't get any of the funding, which is quite scary. Because I asked for an amount that I knew I could make a really good EP on, that I could go to a really good recording studio, get a really good photographer, get really well-made CDs, all of that kind of stuff. But obviously, you know, I could make it for less, but if it didn't fully fund, I wouldn't actually have that option. So it was quite scary in that sense. But on the other hand, it's quite nice because you have a ready market for your EP once it's created.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, I can imagine if you're going a more conventional route, obviously you've got kind of PR and media on your side, but equally you don't actually necessarily have a kind of ready-made lot of people who you know want to listen to your music, whereas I kind of know that there's at least the people who have backed the EP who I send my music to who definitely want to listen to it, which is quite nice.
It must be quite reassuring when you have got that in the bag as well. Can we talk about the rewards then? Because with the Kickstarter, people fund it and then they do get stuff back, but it's kind of like a photo, that kind of stuff. So what were your rewards that made people want to back your EP, other than obviously getting a copy of the EP?
Well, I offered things like writing a silly poem on the subject of their choice.
Okay, let's just stop there. How have they gone so far?
Yeah, they're going pretty well. It's quite amusing. The main like theme that came up, like the main thing people asked for poems about, was cats and cheese.
Right. These are absolutely fantastic. I love this. It's so unique. There's so many different options that you've got. For me, then, can you just talk me through with the EP? I mean, when I first discovered it via Kickstarter, I was just looking through there, and then it was your voice from your YouTube videos that really attracted me and wanted me to actually talk to you and put you on the podcast. So with the actual EP that you're doing, how similar is it going to sound to your YouTube videos? Because that's very much just you, your voice, your guitar. Is the EP going to sound similar to that, or are you kind of doing other bits and pieces in it as well?
The EP will sound pretty similar. I had various options, and we did experiment a bit in the studio with adding in an extra guitar or adding in some extra harmonies, but the thing I felt was that for at least for my first EP, I really wanted it to very much represent me and the music that I create, which is very much kind of heartful, thoughtful, quite stripped back, just sort of voice and guitar. And I didn't want to add lots of extra things or, you know, just chuck loads of reverb and stuff all over it and make it into a kind of different beast, because I thought actually for at least the first one I want it to be really representative. And, you know, in the future I might end up doing, you know, I don't know, more layered harmonies or more instruments or whatever, but at this particular point for the debut I felt like I wanted something that was quite stripped back. So the recording equipment that we actually used is mostly kind of like 60s and 70s, so it's got a really kind of like warmth to it. They have this really cool thing, which I don't know the name of because I'm not techie, but it's this kind of awesome reverb chamber thing, which you put the sound into and it sort of reverbs off of these like metal plates. But yeah, it sounds really great. I've just finally got the master tracks back, and yeah, it's just sort of very good quality recordings, but very much in keeping with what I've already been doing.
I like the sound of that a lot. You can get your hands on a copy of the EP come the end of the month. We'll keep you updated on our social network feeds as to when you can grab yourself a copy for yourself to own. Let's though get a track from her. This is the title track of the EP. It's called The Wilderness.
We say good morning as we run barefoot in the dawn light. The sun slowly rising through the trees, our feet drum the ground as our hearts take flight. We're so fragile and alive. Let me run. Understand there's a wilderness in your soul.
Storm Greenwood, and you can get her EP at the end of the month if you like what she sounds like. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We'll let you know when that comes out. We're at The Music Bit on both of those. Just type it in and you'll be able to find us. This song I did play on last week's show, but I flaming love it. It's just awesome. It's by Island. It's called Stargazer.
Fading star, you found love but went too far. Smile like you're feeling fine, as gods and angels take their flight, and those golden wings shine down like fire. What mortal kings could fall from higher?
There we go, done and dusted. Another show done. I'm halfway through my peppermint tea. Starting to go cold now, but it's okay when it's a herbal tea, isn't it? Thank you for downloading the show. That's just about us done and dusted. You want to get in touch, you want to tell us anything, you can do that at themusicbit.co.uk. Facebook us, tweet us, you name it, you can get in touch with us. Another show next week. Bye.
The Music Bits.